Sit in on unfiltered raw chats with multiple sclerosis advocate, motivational speaker, and writer, A Hot MS. As she goes one-on-one with those who've had all the odds against them. From unexpected disabilities, incurable illnesses, to pimped-out mobility aids. This pioneer in the chronic illness community wants you to know you can be a total train wreck and flip it into something positive. Empowering and even life-changing when she's not dirty dancing on an IV pole, that is.
Hello, people of podcast world. Ahad MS here, and I'm very excited about today's guest because this gentleman also shares the mission of changing the world, and him and I have actually been trying to get on this podcast together for quite some time, but MS likes to throw a wrench in the situation and likes to make everything a little bit chaotic, and that's why we're here. So let me introduce all of you to one of my favorite human beings on earth, Blake Arnett, who is actually the CEO and founder of Dunk MS. Hey, Blake.
Hey, Britt. Great to be here. I'm glad we're making this work. I'm so excited to talk with you today.
Me too. Now, Dunk MS, for those that don't know, Dunk MS is, man, it's your baby. Tell us what you started with, something really, really messy.
It is. Yeah, it is my baby. It's my life mission to help find a cure for MS-NR, my mom. And so kind of the origin story of their, you know, my story is my mom was diagnosed with MS in 2007 when I was just a junior in high school. We saw the unfortunate progression of the disease pretty quickly. We didn't know what the disease was. We learned, you know, all about it as a family, and really, unfortunately, she passed away only 2 years later, in 2009, the summer before my sophomore year at UCLA, due to complications with MS. That's kind of the reason that we were told. So obviously, that was a huge blow to the family. It was a sudden thing. And so, you know, with our family, with faith, we persevered and kind of got through that. And so we did Walk MS and Bike MS as a family, trying to raise, you know, funds to, you know, find research to help find a cure, for years. And I thought to myself, hey, with my background in sports coaching, basketball, and entrepreneurship, why don't I create my own event? I have nothing to lose, right? This is my life mission to help find a cure. Let me do the most I can. We weren't raising too much money as a family for Walk MS and Bike MS. And so I thought, hey, let me do something big.
Level up.
In her honor. Yeah. And so the idea of Dunk MS came to me really in 2017. It took me about a year, or I decided to take a year to research, to figure out how to run a charity event. I had no idea. Make connections in the MS world, speak to UCLA Health, Cedars, MS Society, and kind of formulate my idea for an event. And the idea is to mix kind of my passion of basketball and then finding a cure for MS and merging those communities together for one unique, fun event. And so a high level of that is it's a kids basketball clinic for about an hour and a half. During that time, we have sponsor tables, raffle prizes, a photo booth, free food, free swag giveaway from our sponsors, a wellness center, a DJ. And so my goal was to make it a fun event, not just for kids who like basketball, but for the MS community. They can come, have a good time, network and connect. And then at the end of that, the main event is that dunk show. So
dunk show.
Yes.
So last year was my first time going and I was like, oh, this is the coolest thing ever, because they're like the Harlem Globetrotters.
They're better. They are
I think they are.
Top pro dunkers come out and do an amazing dunk show for the crowd. So at the end of the event, the last about 45 minutes to an hour is that dunk show. And so it's just jaw dropping dunks every year. It just keeps surprising me. And that is the kind of the unique part of the event. Another thing too, I want to add actually is we have Dr. Voskal or someone from the UCLA Health team speak at the event as well. So we interview an MS expert to educate the crowd on what MS is, how UCLA Health is doing groundbreaking research for MS and finding a cure. And new this year, breaking news, we're going to add an MS community zone. So we'll have a dedicated and private space for the MS community to come, enjoy, and have a relaxing space to connect, to learn, and just to talk to each other. And so I would love, you know, I know we've been talking, Brett, about you hosting that. And so
yes, sir.
Big news I wanted to announce here as well. So
definitely. Oh, I'm so excited to do that. And I'm so grateful, first of all, like for everything that you've done, but that you are, you know, proof that you're walking, living proof that you can create something beautiful and something empowering from something tragic. And the loss of a parent, I cannot even begin to understand the pain of that. I'm blessed with both of mine to this day still. And my mom lost her mom at a very, very young age also. So hearing that sort of, you know, pause that puts on your life and on your heart is really amazing to know that, you know, there's still opportunity to be able to sit in that grief moment and then say, okay, what can I do to make a difference for those that are suffering with what took her life?
Yeah. Okay. No, that's a great point. I thought about it. You know, life is short, and I've unfortunately seen that firsthand. And I thought to myself, hey, let me do something big. Let me include, you know, so many people have helped me throughout the years to create something special for a greater cause, right? Like you mentioned, I took a really negative in my life, the biggest in my life, and created a positive out of that. Don't get me wrong; it took time. I did not.
That was my next question of how did you get there? So for those that are, and this is why I do this podcast, and that's why it's called All the Odds. It's to dissect when you have just that, all the odds being thrown against you, and where you can actually make a choice. And it is a choice. And I know that you can contest to this as well. How do you make that choice?
You kind of find it within, right? And you're kind of, what came down in me, it was the life purpose and life mission. So kind of, I haven't really shared this much with anyone. So I'll share that here this with you all here is I remember fortunately, when someone passes, the city brings over a grief counselor. And I remember him telling me and our family, you need to get used to a quote unquote new normal. And that really stuck with me. I said, hey, I mean, it takes time, right, to realize it, right? Someone's not there for the first Christmas, first Easter, you know, birthday, you name it. But after a while, you kind of let that sink in, ideally, like, hey, this is a new normal in my life. And once you get past that, or work through it at least, that's when you can really open up, I think, and then use your creativity and you know, your gift that was given to you, and your kind of your network or whatnot, and then build something special or join something special, right? I'm not saying everyone needs to create their own event, but you can definitely join, volunteer, get involved in many different ways. And so that's kind of how I thought through it. And then just people like yourself, you're so selfless and you've helped me with this event as well, but you'll see so many people will gravitate behind you and join you.
Oh, it's infectious. It's like, yeah, it's like spreading a disease, yeah. People.
Yeah, that's the word, infectious. And on,
yeah, it is. Cause you start to see, like, you'll inspire someone else and then that person will inspire somebody else and they still contact you and say, hey, look at what I'm doing now. And it's like, you know, I've been blessed to watch people just through who I connect with on social media, you know, develop their ideas and say, wow, like, okay, I can take something that was designed to break me and actually form it into something different to make it make me instead. Yes. And yeah. You and I do know that we share a lot in common in terms of faith. And it sounds like you just had this pull on your heart to do something more. Do you credit that to your faith as well?
I do. Yeah, I do. I'm a part of Saddleback Church and Pastor Rick Warren started it. And I listened to his podcast, you know, for a while.
Yeah.
He mentions, you know, you do things in life based on your shape, which is, I'm blanking on what that kind of stands for, but it's essentially your experiences, the gifts God gave you and all your circumstances, you know, and I think all these things happening in my life, right? If my mom didn't pass from MS, I wouldn't be talking to you today. I wouldn't have a number of friends in the MS community that I have today.
Right.
And, you know, raising funds for MS research for UCL Health and Dr. Voskal, a world-renowned researcher. Right. So I think everything happens in your life for a reason, and it's part
everything.
Of your journey. Right.
That's a huge misconception that a lot of people still have of saying, well, I've gone through this and I get it. You know, there is a grief period.
Yeah.
There is a period of giving ourselves grace that I think that is tremendously underrated because we think we have to have it all together all the time, which is complete, you know, nonsense.
No, exactly.
But it's like, I think that if you've been in the pit and you've gotten out of the pit and God's pulled you out of the pit, it's now your job to go back in the pit and drag more people out.
I love that analogy. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a great point. And again, for the listeners or viewers here, I can talk about this stuff now, right? It's been 14 years, but people who know me well, I love to eat. I've always been an eater since I was a baby, apparently. And so I was in bed for 2 weeks straight after my mom had passed and maybe had a meal a day. And it was just, I can imagine how devastating it was, the shock. And so, yeah, there were definitely dark times. And I was not thinking about, obviously, doing walk MS, bike MS, or even thinking about dunk MS. But that stuff takes time. And you're right. Like, anyone here, too, if you're thinking about starting something, please reach out to me. You know, go to dunkms.com. You can find my email there. Like, I will get back to you and want to help anyone who's doing great things or wants to try something, you know?
Absolutely. So what was that? You know, it's funny, like, I can't remember where I saw it, but I saw a video of Jim Carrey talking about depression. And I just love him. I just love him as a human, as an artist, you know, as a philanthropist. He's phenomenal. And he was describing depression as deep rest. And it really is. I know that I am a complete, like, awesome qualifier for being really, really good at depression. That's all I'm going to say. If I let myself go to that place and I don't put a cap on it, your girl's gone. So that's the main reason why I keep myself in the state of mind is because I've experienced it before. I've tasted it. I've smelt it. I've touched it. Mm-hmm. So for you, what was that catalyst of snapping yourself out of that 2 week period? Because I mean, I would imagine anybody going through that. Yes, of course you have to take the time to grieve and you have to take the time to be in that deep rest of acclimating. What was it that snapped you and said, okay, now I need to get up and I need to move?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I wanted to say it was a mix of things, but it was my mom's spirit. She wouldn't want me to lay in bed for months and not continue with my life, right? It would do her an injustice, right? I was this is summer before my sophomore year at UCLA, and I was on the basketball team, so I couldn't quit. Like, she loved to watch me play. I loved playing the game of basketball. You know, UCLA is a great school, obviously, and I didn't even think about it, honestly, for a second of giving that up. Because I was like, I'm blessed and lucky to be healthy, to be able to, you know, go to UCLA, be on the basketball team and all that. For a second, I didn't think about quitting because she didn't quit. She wouldn't quit. She had a tough childhood in El Paso, Texas, and adopted at birth and earned a full scholarship to University of Texas at Austin and then was a nurse. Pharmaceutical sales rep at Amgen and Merck. And so she did amazing things and bought a home all by herself as a Black woman in the 90s.
Wow. Like,
who does that? So all these things that I've learned about her life while she was alive and after, I couldn't stop. That it would, yeah, it just wasn't an option for me. And obviously I got help from friends and family, of course, to support me and my teammates and friends in college too.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh my gosh. And
solo.
Yeah. And but having that support system, and that's something that I hear more often than not, that people don't have that.
Mm.
And it breaks my heart because
yeah.
you have to have that support system. You have to have people that you can lean on and rely on and say, hey, I need you right now. I'm in a dark place. Help me, help pull me out of this. But I definitely think that, you know, those support systems don't necessarily just need to be family. I think like like look at the circles that we've been able to cultivate from an incurable and progressive crappy disease. Like that's amazing. Like we have family all over the world. That's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. And I've learned too over the years that everyone is dealing with something. Right. Yes. Whether they post it on Instagram or social media or not, everyone's going through something. No one's life is perfect. And so I think if you kind of think through that and just try to be vulnerable as much as you can with people who are in your community, you can really get the help and community that you might be seeking or wanting. It's been helpful for me. And with all this too, I still feel lucky that I did not have MS, right? I did not feel all that pain in my body. I just saw it secondhand through my mom. So I still feel blessed and lucky that I'm as healthy as I am too, by the way. And MS Warriors, all of them out there, inspire me to be better and to make Dunk MS a bigger and better every year. So I just want to make sure I state that.
And that's why we love you. No, it's not an easy walk of life. And, you know, I'll be frank in saying that that's why we've rescheduled so many times. You know, it might be 10 a.m. in the morning and I'm feeling great. I'm feeling on fire. Your girl's feeling locked and loaded. And then 2 o'clock rolls around and I'm like, uh-oh, because it changes that fast. It could be hour by hour. Sometimes it's minute by minute. And that's tricky. And it's so difficult. I would imagine that it's difficult watching someone you love go through that challenge. And, you know, Johnny, my husband, he watches all the time. And I've never allowed anybody in my circle to ever go, oh, are you okay? That's not how I roll. It's just, you need a moment. You good? You good? You need an ice pack? We need to get you water. Okay. You're good. You know, there's like no pity in this dojo, but from an adult child, you know, even as a sophomore in college, you're still an adult.
Yeah.
Feeling that hopelessness, like I can't imagine. Like I'm a fixer. Like, so when I do see, like, my mom struggles with a lot of chronic health issues as well, and it's so difficult, but now I'm almost able to have a lot more empathy than, you know, when I was a kid, because I have my own health stuff now. Sure. So it's like, what advice would you give to caregivers?
Yeah, I would say be patient, you know, with whoever you're, you know, caring for, and you're never going to understand what they're going through exactly, because you don't have the disease, you know, the chronic illness or MS, whatever, you know, chronic illness there is or illness. And just show grace, right? Just, I mean, for me, I'm thankful again, and show gratitude that I'm in the position I am, where I'm healthy in certain parts of my body and my life, but I use that to my advantage, right? So I work my ass off and bust my ass to do the best I can. And I'm stressed if I can't get a certain number of attendees at Dunk MS, right? Because I want to make it the biggest and best it can be.
Right.
But I've seen, I've talked to a few caregivers over the years. And again, I haven't done that personally. Like, that is amazing, great work. And I commend all of them. And, you know, I don't want to say just keep doing what you're doing. It seems like a huge help for, you know, people who need it.
Right. Now, something that you have sprinkled over everything that you're saying, and you and I share this common thread, is gratitude. And so many people will, you know, often respond to people like you and I who have been able to take a situation and warp it, you know, against the odds, into something impactful and empowering. But I do not believe that that is even remotely possible of achieving without gratitude. Because they're like, oh, well, how are you so optimistic? It's like, you cannot have sustainable optimism without gratitude. The two go hand in hand.
Yeah, that's a great point. I always think to myself, it could always be worse, right?
I could have a
chronic illness. I could be in a wheelchair. I could be paralyzed. Whatever that is, you know, that's where the kind of gratitude comes from. And
but even if something like that were to happen, it still presents an opportunity.
Yeah.
And that's mm-hmm. what I've found just in the very short time. I mean, we're going on 5 years now of living with MS, though my neurologist thinks that I've had it for over 15 years.
Oh, wow.
It's not normal to constantly pee yourself, ladies and gentlemen. You know? But no, it's crazy. It's like you have to be able to rework your brain to say, okay, here's the next obstacle. Let's evaluate it. What can I control? What can't I control? And where do I go from here? And a lot of people they're afraid to like ask themselves those questions. They're like, nope, my life is over. And no, this is horrible. And it's like, if you want to look at life through the sucks, it's horrible lens, you know, put the glasses on for a few hours. That's fine. Do it. You took 2 weeks. That's great. But you got to take the glasses off. You got to take them off, or they're going to blind you. You'll end up with cataracts. That's what's going to happen.
No, you took the words out of my mouth. I was literally going to say, I focus on what I can control versus what I can't control for the most part. Right. I mean, nothing's perfect, but that was the big piece for me is, hey, I can control my attitude. I can control what I do. I can't control my circumstances. Right. Again, it was a terrible circumstance, you know, at the time and, you know, going forward, but, I try not to focus on things I cannot control.
Right. And it goes back to the whole thing of, you know, like unfortunate things happen to amazing people.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a huge question that even I have as a Christian is like, why does God let horrible things happen to amazing human beings? And okay, here's an example. Two dear friends of mine last year lost their son, who was, I believe, 8. He was walking his bike across a crosswalk and got hit by a car, and he did not make it. And he had a younger brother. And I have watched Aaron and Josette Rofer, and this was little Bradley Rofer. This was in Cota de Casa. And I have watched the two of them develop a foundation, Bradley's Bouquets. Bradley would always, he was always raising money. He wanted to help kids with cancer. So he would sell, you know, bouquets of flowers to raise money. I've seen the two of them and their whole family, you know, create this foundation, and they're helping hundreds of kids that need treatment and can't afford it.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, it's just like what you said too, is sometimes things happen, but we have a choice of what we do with it next. And if it wasn't for that one thing happening, you wouldn't be, you know, raising as much as you're raising or connecting with who you're connecting with, or, you exactly. know, those kids that had cancer wouldn't have had the funds raised to be able to afford treatment. It's like everything, nothing is ever wasted. And God has a huge habit of taking people that have had everything thrown against them and making it into something amazing and even better.
Yeah. That's what he specializes in.
Oh my gosh. It's incredible. And it's so funny. Like, you know, like the years leading up to my diagnosis, like I knew that I wasn't doing what God wanted me to do. I was a completely like lazy Christian, like, yeah, I'll go to church, but then, you know, I'll cuss at somebody like pulling out of the church parking lot that cut me off. Like, come on, like you can't do that. I wasn't following the rules.
That's good.
Exactly. You know, but that's why a lot of times people ask me, they're like, well, how are you okay with this? And I'm like, first of all, I don't have a choice.
Yeah.
I better be okay with it, or I'm just going to be fighting myself for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
But, you know, also MS is not the worst thing that's happened to me. It, you know, things are geared towards your perception, and how you choose to view them will quantify the level of severity or impact that they have on your life. You know what I mean? Like, what's traumatic for me? Like, Blake, you might be like, nah, it's nothing. I'm cool. I've seen things, man.
Well, I mean, a lighter example, like maybe I just top of my head, like skydiving, right? Someone be, oh, I've done that 20 times. For me, I've never done it. I'm scared of that. I might never do that in my life. So like just that, again, like a high level example.
Right.
Your point.
Yeah, I would do it, but I don't think my neurologist, Dr. Jassam, would not be happy. He'd be like, you know what? You're not insured for that. So,
yeah.
So tell everybody where is, when is Dunk MS? Let's give them all the information. And, you know, this is something that I've actually never asked you, and I'm going to ask you really quick. Is there any way for somebody that is not in the area to observe what's happening virtually?
I'll answer that first. So if you're not in the LA or Southern California region, what we're doing this year, we're doing a virtual ticket. So you can get involved in a limited capacity. So we're doing a virtual silent auction. If you feel like you want to donate to our amazing cause for MS research, you can join. You can get a free virtual ticket and then bid on our virtual silent auction during the event, as well as a little bit after the event. And then we're also partnering with Ball is Life on the basketball side. For any basketball fans here, they are the largest basketball culture Instagram account. I believe they have, I think, 8 million followers. They're going to live stream our Dunk MS Dunk Show on their Instagram.
Yeah.
So that's something I'm working on. So we have a couple options for everyone there to join us virtually.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah. Well, I always ask this, then, if you've listened to any other episodes, I always ask this towards the end of the episode to give us something. Give us something juicy. Give us something that you feel the listeners need to hear.
First, let me answer the question about Dunk MS information. I missed
that. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. So Dunk MS 2024 will be on Saturday, May 18th at UCLA's Poly Pavilion. So for those who don't know Poly Pavilion, that is the UCLA basketball and athletics main gym, 14,000 seat arena. We've officially partnered with UCLA Athletics. And so it's going to be an amazing arena this year. We also partnered with UCLA Health. So the net proceeds of the event go to UCLA Health for Dr. Voskel, a world-renowned MS researcher. You should look her up if you don't know who she is. She gets the largest grants in the industry, and she's amazing, amazing MS researcher and person. So all of our eggs are in her research basket there. And so we really believe in her, and we're giving all of our funds to her. And she actually was a basketball player herself. So
I love that full circle moment.
Full circle. She played in college. Yeah.
No way.
She's an amazing person, and she is laser focused on finding a treatment and a cure for MS.
Oh, God bless her. That's amazing.
Yes. Yes. So that's the high level of Dunk MS. Tickets at dunkms.com, by the way. And awesome. There is a special promo code that I want to announce here as well for the MS community. Just go to our ticketing website and type in MS as the promo code, and you can get a $5 GA ticket. Normal ticket prices are $20. I want to make sure as much of the MS community can be at this event. So it is a 75% discount.
We appreciate that. Living with MS is pricey, people. Yes. So we'll take it.
I've heard. So yes, please join us on Saturday, May 18th at UCLA.
How exciting. All right. Well, now that you've had maybe a few moments to think, what do you want to leave us with, Blake?
Topic? I don't know what. Something juicy you said?
Something juicy. Something that you think somebody needs to hear, whether they are in the middle of a mess, they are entering in a mess, or they're coming out of a mess.
There is always light at the end of the tunnel. You might not see it now, but keep going. If there's something in your heart or your mind that says to do it, just take small steps every day and you will get out of that hole. There is a light at the end of the tunnel.
There is a light.
When I was 19, I know anyone else can do it. If you have MS, you are stronger than I am. You can do it. If you need help, please reach out to me, and I can be any resource that you need.
Well, From his lips to your ears, everyone, there is light at the end of the tunnel, one foot in front of the other. Keep moving one day at a time. That's all we need to focus on. Yes. One day at a time. Sometimes it's 1 hour at a time. And if you're like me, you'll go 1 minute at a time.
Thanks for listening to All the Odds with that crazy tattooed MS chick. What's her name again? Oh, right. A hot MS. When you're not listening here, check out her website for the latest blog or shoot her a DM on the gram. Oh, yeah, she's on that TikTok thing too. And don't forget to celebrate your disasters. Your victories get enough attention.